Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical, amazing, wonderful DC Love. Okay, DC, where are you?
Hello, hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
at first
I
thought you were on the air with someone else, the way you were describing me, Barbara. I thought, oh my goodness, who's she on with today? But I would like to say to everyone, may God bless you today and always. It's no trick. And we at Morning with Jesus, Barbara and myself, would like to say it is a real treat to know each of you, and happy Halloween. And with that being said, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I was told by Spirit and Barbara to refer to myself as the Magical DC Love, so good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive. I am a conscious channel most of the time. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And as you know, a radio show host, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and she threatened me at that time, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize it was really a divine connection that I have with Joan. And she's left this door open, and others have walked through this space. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most fascinating yet ironic mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, I had a work background that was in law enforcement, but I've decided to hang up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning and happy Halloween from the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to just be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with DC. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. I've posted lots of things over the years that have resonated with me, and you may just find what you are looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have is a tiny little prayer. Shine with the light of Jesus. Let me shine with the light of Jesus. Let my eyes see the beauty all around. Never let me turn up my nose to others and let my mouth share the good news I have found. So it's just a tiny little Halloween prayer. And with that being said, Ginger wanted to come in today, Barbara, and she wanted to deliver a message.
Okay.
And it starts, hi everyone, this is Ginger. You know who I am, of course. I'm DC Love's dog, and I transitioned in July of 2016. I've been with my mom through every step of her journey as she was learning, and now I continue to be with her and I guide her from the other side. I come through and I bring guidance while my mom is doing Morning with Jesus, and even when she's doing individual sessions. And I'm here now, and I want to speak with each of you. I want to start off by saying, what choices are you making right now to manifest your dreams into reality? You've got to realize this is a very special time. Connect now with your joy, and you're going to be able to create something amazing. Have confidence in yourself, and stay determined, and you're going to succeed in all you do. You've got to take a little time, though, before you make those decisions. And please, before you make the decisions, meditate. Go with the flow and watch as everything is going to move in a more positive direction. You're going to be able to step upon the path of your destiny. Your success is written in the stars. Look to the beautiful sky as it illuminates and confirms that you are very close to achieving your goals. Happiness awaits each of you. Good news is on its way. You've been working hard, and your hard work has not gone unnoticed. Remain strong, steadily moving ahead. Doors are opening for each of you. This is the time to connect with the magic in your life. You are unstoppable. Whatever your meaning is for success, it is near. Let go of anything that is holding you back. There's going to be a lot of happy times ahead of you, as well as celebrations, so don't be afraid of your greatness. And if you feel like you have to climb mountains to get where you want to be, wait until you see the view at the top of your mountain. You're going to have a different perspective on things, and please remember that the angels, they're with you, and they're always watching over you. Call upon them when you need assistance, and know that nothing is impossible. Remain positive, and you're going to manifest abundance and prosperity. You are worthy of all the good that is coming your way. It's now time to let go and let God, as well as the angels, help you. Think about what it is that would bring you true fulfillment. What are you seeking? Because what you're seeking is already seeking you. You are creating your future, and everything will happen in divine timing. And just know that life's not supposed to be all work. You're supposed to have some fun, too. So you've got to make time, you know, to have fun. Each day, believe that something magical is going to happen and celebrate all the joy in your life. Be grateful for all that you already have and wag your tail and lick a few faces. Spend time outside, especially if your toys are all over the place inside. Even pets get sick of doing the same old. We need to satisfy our curiosity at times too. And if you take a break and have some fun, you're going to feel better when you return, and you're going to be able to get so much more done. And if you're going to go outside, take us with you, because we at times get tired of the mess inside as well. It's going to be a win-win for both of us. Please don't make your journey any harder than it has to be. You can do something you love, and you can get to where you want to be. Follow your joy, everyone. You already know what to do, and you're not alone, because the universe is supporting you each step of the way. And if you have to, fake it until you make it. See it in your mind, believe it in your heart, and you will achieve it in your life. Okay, guys, I've got to run. It's Halloween. I've got to pick out a costume. And Auntie Barbara, I gave you until Halloween. Are you wearing your superhero costume?
No, I'm not yet.
Oh, my. She's saying, oh, my goodness, Auntie Barbara. Oh, goodness. Well, you've got to get that costume on. Today is the day to show off the superhero within, Barbara. She wants you to show off that beautiful superhero within.
Okay.
And that's my message. That was from Ginger. She just insisted that she bring forth a message. She felt like Halloween was the perfect day for a message. So she's waiting to hear what your message is from Jesus.
Okay. Well, then let's find out what he wants to say right now. Beloved ones, we want to talk today about being of service. We know that as light workers, you have come here to be of service. But there are so many different opinions about what being of service means. And we want to bring you a deeper understanding of exactly what that means. Being of service means that you are living in the moment. It means that you are listening to your own heart. You are following your guidance. Each of you is connected. Each of you has source within you, God, the Father, whatever name you want to use. There is no separation. And so in each moment, you can rely on that connection to let you know how you can be of service. Sometimes being of service just means smiling. Sometimes it just means listening to what someone is saying. Sometimes it means listening to yourself, to what you are saying. Sometimes it means just being aware of what you're thinking, of what you're feeling, of what you are creating. Being of service does not always mean that you are volunteering to do something for some organization, or that you are taking care of someone, or that you are up to your neck in other people's issues. That's actually not what we want you to do. We want you to come from your heart. We want you to know that when you are being of service because it is the right thing for that moment. There are no strings attached. There is no recounting for it later. It's just what you are being in the moment. In this moment, Barbara Grace is being of service. She is allowing me to flow through her. You can see that it's not complicated, and it doesn't have to be difficult. Being of service brings you into alignment with God, with your source, with the truth of who you are. When you are being of service, you are putting an energy out into the universe, which allows the universe to be of service to you. So it's not just a matter of you giving and never receiving, because as you are giving, you are receiving. There is no separation between those two. We know that many of you have been taught that you are not allowed to receive, that you should not receive, that everybody else needs to receive first, that your receiving is the least important thing in the universe. And we want you to know that that is definitely not true. When you are giving, you are receiving. Allow that in your life. Allow that flow. Allow that connection. Allow yourself to know that you are one with God, with Source, with the universe, with whomever it is you believe is the great unknown out there or in you, because that is where God is. And you are learning to trust yourself, to trust your higher self, trust your own soul. And again, that's whatever name you want to give it. So in every moment of your life, you can be of service to things. It's the little things, because those little things build and build and become even bigger than you have ever imagined. So we encourage you to be of service and to do it because it feels right, because it brings you joy, because it opens your heart, because it changes your life. Loving yourself is so important. And being of service is an extension of that love you feel for you. You are extending that love out to everyone else. It all starts within you. And it's not complicated, and it's not difficult, and it's not risky. It's safe for you to be of service. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful message. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, we've come to the part of the show where we will take questions from callers. And everyone has pressed the number one, so the little symbols are already there. I'm so excited. And if you are in the chat room, if the chat room opened for you, it's not opening for me, so I don't know if you're there. So you'll have to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And our first caller is from area code 229. Hold on, the computer's doing its thing. There we go. Hi, who's this? Wait.
Hi, Barbara, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, yes. How you are today?
I'm doing great, and I think DC is too, but she'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's wonderful to hear your voice again, Melvin. My goodness, thank you for calling.
Thank you, yes, ma'am. I just want to what the angels have for me coming up. Still got a lot going on, and just want some clarity on some of the things that's going up, coming up for me.
Sure, Melvin. Okay. Well, I'm feeling, the first thing is like, boom. I feel like you're going to have like a new burst of energy, okay? And there's going to be messages that are coming your way. Oh, and Melvin, there's something just beginning for you, and it's going to work out well for you, okay?
Okay.
Ginger is showing me that you're walking down the path of enlightenment, Melvin. Okay? So just stay, you know, stay positive. I do see all good things coming your way, Melvin. Okay. And what I'm getting is, you know, you've got to keep your thoughts, you know, on what you're wanting to do. And I'm getting something unexpected might come your way. And Mother Mary is coming in and she's asking you to just, Melvin, don't get worried. You know, just pray. Whenever there's something that worries you, pray. And that opens the door to the solutions that you're looking for. Okay?
Right.
And just that Jesus is with you. He's going to help you. He's going to bring guidance that is needed for this situation. Okay? And I'm getting the word miracles around you, Melvin.
Wow.
Okay, this could be a wonderful. Yes. And I'm also seeing the angel of talents coming forward. And she's saying, Melvin, what talents do you have that you've been ignoring or maybe hiding from everyone? You might not think it's important, Melvin, but those beautiful talents need to be brought forward. You've got to release that creative side of yourself and express it. And you've got to share, you know, all that's within you with everyone. And when you do, you're going to be filled with joy, Melvin. Okay, so you've got to think of what the talents are that you have within, and you've got to start expressing them, Melvin. Okay, and I see the sun shining upon you, and I'm getting, you know, you're going to be so happy, and I'm hearing accomplishments and well-deserved success, Melvin, and you truly do deserve it. Let me see what else is showing me. Okay. So I'm getting, you know, you've had a rough time of it, Melvin, and I sort of see, like, all of that just, like, fading away, okay? And the angels are walking with you. You have the ability and you have the power to move forward. There's going to be some clearing. There's going to be healing. And it's just going to be wonderful, Melvin. So whatever the past had that doesn't serve you, let go of it, okay? I see a path that's up, and it's in front of you right now. Just, you know, relax and trust that as you are connecting with Barbara and myself, everything is as it should be right now, Melvin. Okay? Please open your heart to the love that is all around you. Try to stay centered. And the angels are with you. If you need a little bit of help, just call upon them, and they're going to give you the inspiration that you need. You're going to be really amazed, Melvin, when you start to see the path that unfolds before you, okay?
Okay,
so this is a special time, a time to give birth to new projects, new ideas, and even, you know, to give birth to parts of yourself that have been hidden, Melvin. Call upon, you know, the angels to help you. They're going to help you to see, you know, what you need to see. You're going to have that vision. and you're going to be able to manifest it. Okay? So
okay.
The desires of your soul are unfolding right now, Melvin.
Wow.
So just keep walking upon that path daily, invite the angels in, and really get in touch with those beautiful gifts and talents that you have, Melvin. You're going to be able to use them for the highest good of yourself and then the world. You have something, Melvin, that no one else has. It's very special. And the world needs you, you know, to bring that forward. So trust your inner wisdom. Trust the angels. Take a chance, Melvin, and step onto that true path of happiness and creativity. You're going to be excited. You're going to be filled with passion. Melvin, you are amazing, okay? And you're going to see that people and situations are going to come to you, okay? Use your intuition, and you've got to be able to trust yourself. You have the ability to make the right choices, and as you do, you're not alone. The angels are with you, Melvin. I'm getting the letters A and J around you. They could be people or they could be places. They could be first names. They could be last names. But, Melvin, I'm getting that this is a time of spiritual growth and really a time of enhanced intuition for you.
Okay.
So please hold on to those letters, A and the letter J, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, be inspired and, like I said, connect with all that beautiful that you have. What is that, Melvin?
I know a girl, a lady, she comes to my store where I work at, because I said a greeter, very beautiful woman, and her name is Ashley, but I don't know her last name. And
okay, well, I mean, sometimes it's just, it could be Ashley, and then the J could actually be a different person, okay?
Okay.
So just hold on to that and see if it's Ashley, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you possess the ability really to do whatever it is that you're wanting, Melvin. Connect with your adventurous side right now. And I see many, many projects for you, and I see all these ideas, like, coming from you. And you could achieve whatever it is that you're wanting, Melvin. Okay? So please, you know, believe in yourself and call upon the angels, Melvin, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, DC.
Okay, hold on. Barbara's going to come in now. Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you know that everything in your life is changing. You've been going through this for a while now. And the more you open up and allow these changes, even the changes that you don't understand, changes that make absolutely no sense to you, but by allowing yourself to change, you are changing everything. And for most people, changing everything that they used to believe is a part of their awakening, a part of their growth. And that is true for you. So you cannot look at things the way you have always looked at things and expect them to be any different than the way that they have always been. We say this so that you will understand that when we tell you that you need to start focusing on what you prefer to create in your life and to let everything else go, we really do mean focus on what you prefer, on what you actually want to experience, and let everything else go. And when you think about those old things, those worries, those doubts, those fears, immediately let them go. Because you don't need to spend any time at all focusing on them. Because when you focus on them, you're feeding them, and when you're feeding them, they get to grow. And that's not what you want to grow in your life. It is a lot about being of service. As we explained earlier, that is not complicated. It is just living in the moment, being aware in each moment of how you feel, of the energy you are putting out into the universe, of letting go of the things that do not work for you. And you already know that what you worry about doesn't get better the more you worry about it. Take the lessons that you have learned and apply them in your life. It's not up to someone to come along and rescue you. There's nothing you need to be rescued from. It's up to you to start thinking, feeling, saying, doing what you know is right in every moment. So let yourself embrace the changes in you. Embrace who you are. Feel what is important in your life. Know what it is that you truly want to create. And that is what is going to make a difference, because you are so much more than you know yourself to be. You are so much more than you know yourself to be. You don't need anyone to come along and fix you. You're not broken. You don't need anyone to come along and rescue you. You're not lost. You have everything you need within you. And you are waking up to that knowledge, to that belief, to that understanding. So allow yourself to let go of what has been, including who you have been. And know that you can create whatever you prefer, as long as you focus on what you are creating and not on what used to be or what might be. Live in the moment. Be alive right now. Let that be what guides you.
Wow.
Okay. That's what he wanted to say.
Thank you so much. That's powerful.
You are powerful.
Yes. And when DC said that there's something unexpected coming my way, do you see what that could be?
Remember that that's up to you. It's up to you what you create.
Right.
So if you are focusing on making your life the reality that you want it to be, then it'll be something in alignment with that, with the intentions that you've set.
Okay.
So I'm being given this phrase, and this is kind of a long one, so I may have to post this somewhere for you. Maybe I'll post it on Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
It is, I can accomplish anything I put my mind to here in the present moment. My past has no bearing on what I can and will create. If it has never happened before, that is all the more reason for me to make it happen now. I will cease being a slave to my past.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to post that on Facebook in the comments under the show posting, so you can write that down and read it every day or however often you need to.
Okay.
Because as you are coming more and more into the present moment, you are recognizing more and more your power, your ability to create, and there's just so much out there for you to create. It's just amazing. So
yeah.
It's time for you to, you know, let go of what's been and start shaping what is.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You are
yes,
welcome.
Ma'am.
All right.
Thank
I'll
you.
Post that for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
thank
Melvin.
You. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
DC, well, love you all. Thank you.
And we love you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, our next caller is from area code 251.
Good morning. How are you two today?
We're doing great. How about you?
Fine, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Our pleasure. What's your name?
It's Christy Lee.
And what can we do for you today, Christy Lee?
Yeah, I'm just wanting to get a little bit of guidance. I've had something that has been reoccurring theme three times in the last days, and so I know there's a lesson in it for me, and I want to be able to understand it so I don't have to recreate it to experience it again.
Okay. Well, let's
see
what we're getting about that. There she is.
I'm here, Christy Lee. Thank you for calling in this morning. I'm getting growing pains around you. Okay, when you were talking, you're going through a time of transformation. Okay, just try to embrace everything that you're going through, and don't worry because, you know, it could feel a little bit crazy right now. But everything is happening for your betterment, and things, they're not falling apart. They're actually falling together. And when all is said and done, you're going to be on this new path. There's going to be new adventures. So try to go with the flow. Don't resist anything, okay? Be open
okay.
to ideas, you know, that are around you. Try to surround yourself with positive people. And just know that this change that is coming for you, it is, in fact, for the better. And you don't have to go it alone. Call upon your angels. Your angels love you, hon. They love you unconditionally. They're standing by and they're just saying, we're here for you. Please call upon us, okay? If you need healing, they're there. If you need help with achieving your dreams, the angels are there. Christy, the angels love you, and they love you today, tomorrow, and always, and they're here to help you to really fulfill your life mission. Okay, so please, they're saying, please don't hesitate. Just call upon us. You know, consider us your backup team. They can help with anything that you have a concern about. If you feel like, oh, my gosh, I want to start eating a little bit healthier, or, oh, my goodness, a pipe just broke. Who do I call? Angels, who do I call? And they'll give you, like, a little, you know, nudge, and you'll know who to call for even, like, a plumbing emergency. See, but nothing is too big, honey. Nothing is too small. Just keep asking your angels. Ask, and you will receive. But you've got to ask. And when you do, you're going to see not only do they, you know, bring maybe the right plumber, but you're going to see there's going to be magic that they bring as well into your life. And my dog Ginger is saying, tell her she's getting help behind the scenes, Christy Lee. You are, you know, you're being helped, and you are a light worker. You're needed here right now. And part of your job is to spread love and light to others. And just know that you, like Barbara and myself and everyone else, we are all perfectly imperfect, Christy. Okay? I'm getting the word miracles around you. And just trust that, you know, Jesus is with you, and there's going to be a perfect solution to what you're going through. Everything is going to be resolved. A miracle is, in fact, manifesting for you. And it probably will come in a way that you don't expect because they usually do. So in the interim, Jesus is with you. Mother Mary is with you. The angels are with you. Call upon them and allow them to be a source of great emotional comfort and healing. Okay? And you're going to be given the steps to take so that that miracle does come about just for you, hon. I have the angel of life purpose coming in. And she's letting you know that you have a special mission at this time that you have to accomplish. And you may not know what it is, so just keep calling upon her. And in each moment, she's going to help to remind you, you know, what you're here to do. Okay? So at times when we're like a little bit, you know, sort of like not grounded or wondering, like, what are we here to do? This angel is going to come in and help you. If you're confused, call upon the angels, and the angel of purpose and the other angels are going to be with you, and they're going to help you to connect and, you know, and do what you need to do. They're going to help you to define what your life mission may be. They're going to help you to embrace it. And these angels, you know, they also like to remind us that each of us are worthy, you know, of the beautiful life that we so embrace. Okay? The other message that I have for you is you've got to, you know, keep your thoughts positive and know that you are a radiant being and you're expressing joy, you're expressing vitality, you're expressing love. So stay optimistic and know that, Christy Lee, it's your time to shine. It truly is. You're having a lot of spiritual growth at this time, and you are very intuitive. I don't know if you realize that, but your gifts are, they're actually being enhanced right now. So trust whatever you're getting intuitively, okay? This is going to be a time of rapid growth, rapid change. You're going down that spiritual path, and you're going down rather fast. So the psychic gifts that you have, they're coming forward, they're strengthening, and this may be a little bit uncomfortable as this happens, especially, you know, at the top of our head, like the crown chakra and the third eye chakra, that's in the middle of the two physical eyes. But you've got to trust what you feel within your abdomen, what your gut is telling you, as well as your visions, your dreams, your thoughts, because each of these are providing the knowledge of divine truth that you are needing. So, Christy Lee, I don't know if you realize it, but you are a natural intuitive, and you are also a healer. Do you resonate with that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful. Okay, so what Ginger has, okay, she wants to play a little game here with Christy Lee. Okay, if you're up to her, Christy Lee, will you play the game with Ginger?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some colors. And she's saying, Mom, give her these colors, and then we're going to see which ones resonate with Christy Lee. You've got to pick one out of these. It's going to be either purple, it's going to be orange, red, green, yellow, dark blue, or light blue. Christy Lee, which color resonates with you the most? Purple, green, red, orange, yellow, dark blue, or light blue?
Light blue.
Okay, so the light blue resonates with you. Okay. So what this is telling me, Christy Lee, is that you have issues with speaking your truth. Okay? So you've got to work on, you know, speaking your truth is what the, you know, what this is showing me. And let's see. I'm getting the letter G around you. That could be a person or a place. If it doesn't resonate with you now, honey, it will resonate with you. Just write it down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is I want to call in Barbara and invite Archangel Michael in and do a little bit of a chakra clearing that's going to take place really fast and it's painless. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome and happy Halloween. Okay, Auntie Barbara. Ginger is saying you and Mike get in here now.
Okay. Well, we're here. All right, Christy Lee. So Archangel Michael is going to pour his, now I'm hearing industrial strength. He's never called it industrial strength before. It's his wonderful chakra cleaner, which is going to go through and open up and balance each and every one of your chakras. And some people feel this, some people don't. It doesn't matter whether or not you do because it's just what's going to be happening. So just take a nice deep breath. And Michael's pouring it in now. Okay. So now that is happening and that's really all we need to say about it because it's already happening. All right, so here is your message from Jesus. Your life is changing, and you already know this. You are seeing the signs, and this is a good thing. Do not make these signs something that you need to be afraid of. What you need to notice is whether or not they are signs of what you actually prefer to experience, or are they signs of something that you don't want? And if they are reflecting something that you don't want, that means you need to change your thinking. You need to change what you are focusing on because you're creating what you don't want. Thoughts are so important, so much more important than people even realize. This is why we encourage you to live in the moment. and to trust in your guidance, the guidance within you, God within you, your higher self within you. Because when you are doing that, you are not thinking about all of this other stuff. You don't need to. You are simply being. You are being with the truth of who you are. And when you are being in that energy of that truth, then that is what you are being, and that is what you are sending out, and that is what you are receiving back. That is how you create. The universe does not look at what you want, what you ask for. It looks at who you are. And that is what you bring into your life. So if you are in the energy of lack and poverty and you are begging the universe for more, the universe will only see what you are and will bring you more of that. This is why we ask that people be aware of what they're actually thinking. Be aware of what they are actually creating. Because it is who you are being that is creating what you are experiencing. You have many gifts that you have not yet discovered. Your life has so much more potential than you know. Start looking at who you are being and make sure that it is what you want to experience. This is up to you. We do not control any of you. We do not run anybody's life. That is not what we are here for. It is not what we ever do. We assist you. We assist you in understanding yourselves and understanding your lives and understanding your creation and understanding how to bring what you truly desire into your own life. We do not do it for you. We assist you in making the changes for yourself. So be at peace with you and create what you truly desire in your own life. We also have a saying that you may find beneficial to say. And it is, I have a willingness to look at everything that occurs in my life and to know that I attracted and created it all. And I am happy to take full responsibility for all of it. There is no blame. And it's important that you realize that there is no blame. There's nothing wrong. There's no one to blame. Everything is subject to change. So this is your life. This is your creation. Make it what you truly desire for it to be. And yes, you do have that power. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your loving kindness and for the beautiful messages that both of you channeled. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will put your message on Facebook too. So find me on Facebook, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and it'll be there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara. And thank you, Dee.
All right. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want to remind people who call in that if you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that a symbol appears on my studio board so that I know you have a question. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And since you've gone through the trouble of calling in, there might be something that you wanted to ask about. So press the number 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was all of our callers who had their hands up.
Wow.
So we still have a little bit of time. I'm still trying to make this thing work for me to put these messages on this. Okay. I got one of the messages up. Yay. All right. So, DC, is there anything else you wanted to add before we end the call?
Well, you know what? The Angel of Heart's desire is stepping forward, and she wants each of us to pay attention at this time to what we're desiring, because, you know, it's in alignment with Ginger's message that we can make it a reality. And, you know, too often we set aside what we're wanting and desiring, and we shouldn't do that. And, you know, there's obstacles that, you know, that do come our way, but sometimes they come just to give us a little time to think about things. So don't let those obstacles stop you from achieving what you want to achieve and, you know, connecting with your desires. And just know that the universe is infinite, and it could, you know, it could bring us more than we can imagine. So when you're desiring something, ask, you know, for that or something better. And just know that your soul knows what is for your highest good and what you are capable of, what our true potential is, what our heart's desire is. And please, take that time, you know, think about what it is that you are wanting and choose to move ahead in the direction of your dreams. This angel is saying, okay, everyone, you know, we're starting a new month soon, so this is it. This is your time to connect with your heart's desires. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Wonderful. Okay. A bunch of stuff going through my head. I need to just stop the clutter. You know, as we go through our lives, we come up with a realization of what it is we actually desire, of what it is we truly want in that moment. And what you want is always going to change, and it's supposed to change, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But then we start coming up with reasons why we can't have it. And those are our excuses for actually not fully living our lives, not fully embracing the truth of who we are. So when you are coming up with those lovely excuses, and those excuses are sometimes so incredibly logical, they make absolutely perfect sense, but they're still just an excuse. They are something that keeps you from living your life. So it's time to let go of excuses, because you don't need them. This is your life. This is your creation. Why not make it the very best that it can be? And anything that came up when I said that is probably an excuse, and you didn't just let that go because you don't need it. This is your life. It is your creation. Embrace it and make it more beautiful than you ever imagined. And you don't need excuses, because you get to live what you truly want to live. And what could be better than that? So that's what they wanted me to share. Okay.
And I'm getting Barbara.
Call. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. There is no need to fear, because Barbara Grace is here. Here she comes to save the day. Barbara Grace is on her way.
Oh, that is too funny.
That's the thing. Barbara, a superhero.
Well, I'll do my best, although I don't have my cape yet, you know. So.
She said, just grab a tablecloth or something. It doesn't have to be, you know, a bed sheet, a tablecloth. You have your cape, Barbara. Let's go.
Well, that makes it sound so simple.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. If you are a caller in the queue, we now have several more who's added, and you have a question, press the number 1. This is your last chance to do this.
If you don't press the number one, the show is going to end and you're not going to get to ask your question, but that'll be your choice. So if you have a question, press the number one. And no one is pressing the number one, so I guess they don't have any questions. Wait, one of them did. Okay. Alrighty. Let me press this. This is area code 11111. This might be Queen. Hi, who's this?
It's the one with the one. Who pressed the one?
Of course it is. I knew
it. Interesting. Of course it's Queen. Barbara, who else would it be? Happy Halloween, Queen.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm looking forward to having a very magical day today, for real. They're all magical, but I'm looking forward to just special pleasures and treasures coming forth. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing great,
Queen. Great.
Yes. What a beautiful day and, you know, beautiful messages. And, you know, we have the Angel of Miracles coming in just for you, Queen.
Right on. Welcome.
And saying, you know, my beloved, there is no shortage of miracles. Just ask and you shall receive. Okay? And she's saying, you know, expect miracles. You are worthy, Queen. So you are worthy of receiving as many miracles as you can think to ask for, Queen. And just remember that requests are also miracles, and they're heard and they're responded to. And with that being said, Queen, I'm getting that you are being guided to step into a role of a spiritual teacher. You've got this amazingly deep love for life and for everyone in it, and you are so uplifting to others. When you are around, you fill people with hope, compassion, and love, and you see, you know, the beauty and the goodness in everyone. And you are a teacher, Queen, of compassion and unconditional love. Okay? You've been a spiritual teacher, even if you haven't been aware of it. I'm seeing a love for children and people and animals and nature. And your guides and your angels, they're saying, Queen, please step upon that path. You are so worthy of this role. You know, let go of, you know, anything that is holding you back. Give it to God. Give it to the angels. And just, you know, ask for what is for your highest good. Let it unfold. Okay, Queen, you are so passionate about, you know, helping others, their well-being. And it's because you are a teacher of love, Queen. You're a teacher of love and light. So please embrace this as, you know, part of your true nature. And you're going to see as the path before you, you know, it just lights up. And you're going to finally feel at home in the world, Queen.
Well, wonderful.
Okay, I mean, oh my goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful message. And I'm getting the word abundance all around you, Queen. So start making sure that you're saying dream big, Queen, okay? Put your dreams out there, cast them upon the horizon, and please dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before, okay?
Yes.
Make them, you know, the biggest dreams ever. I'm getting the letter G around you, Queen. It could be a person or a place. It could be a first name. It could be a last name. But I'm getting magical blessings from heaven are coming your way.
Okay.
So hold on to the letter G. Like you said, it could be a person or it could be a place. Okay? And I'm just getting it. This is a time for you to really express yourself, Queen. Okay, you've got those natural, you know, leadership abilities. And you're asked to really, you know, put them to work here and help yourself and help others, Queen. Okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And I hope you have a very blessed Halloween, Queen.
I shall. And thank you. Thank you for that beautiful message once again. Okay, Queen.
So first of all,
I have a question. I have a question, but I'll for a change. But I'll listen to what is coming forward. But and maybe it, you know, this will not maybe, I'm sure it will intertwine one with the other. Barbara, I'm actually writing.
Yay!
And I'm actually writing so I can read it, and I'm using my computer, but nonetheless, I see an opening with the writing, and I'm feeling a joy witnessing the words on the page revealing themselves to me. So I wanted to share that and ask about that, whatever needs to be said about that. That might just be enough. And DC said about me stepping into my teaching, spiritual teaching ability, and any insight as to which door, the red door, the blue door, the gold door, the diamond door, which of the doors should I walk through to my path in that room?
You know, it's funny when you specified the different doors, they were side by side, and then they all lined up so that when you walked through one door, there was the other door, and you walked through that door, there was the other door, you walked through that door, there was the other door. So you could walk through all of the doors.
I heard that.
So they're saying, why on earth are you limiting yourself to one door?
I can relate to that.
Okay.
For sure. Yes.
And there's they want me to read this to you. I hold a vision that asserts that I'm entitled to be respected, loved, and happy, to feel fulfilled and prosperous, to exercise and to enjoy all the moments of my life. This is my vision, and I am more than willing. I am absolutely determined that this is what will come my way.
Mm. Beautiful.
Okay, and so here is what Jesus wants to say. You know who you are. You do know who you are. You've always known who you are. There have been times in your life when you have thought who you are. Not you personally and intentionally, but the you that believed that she was someone that other people said she was supposed to be. But you've come to know that that's not true. You don't have to be anything that anyone has ever said. You always have the choice. When you are creating your life, you know who you are. And you know when you are being of service to others, which is something that you are being most of the time. You've gotten very good at it. We want you to respect yourself, to respect your creation, to respect your journey. You are learning more about yourself, more about life, more about everything. And this will continue. And we are so happy that you have chosen to start listening, to start writing, to start understanding. Trust that it will all make sense, because it will. Trust that it is the right path for you, because it is. And trust that you can open any and every door. We do not restrict you to one. Your path is not some narrow little path that only has room for you to walk. Your path can be miles wide. There are so many possibilities in your life. It's up to you to decide what is most important. It is up to you to listen to your heart. There is so much for you. Just breathe and allow yourself to experience whatever is right for you in that moment. And there is nothing else that is important because you only live in the moment. We love you. Of course, you know that too. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
And showers and showers of dreams come true for both of you as the winds of opportunity flow your way. And I will leave you on this magical day. Namaste. I give thanks.
Namaste. All right, DC, we've come to the end of the show. Any parting words?
I just want to thank you, Barbara. This is a great way to start off a Halloween morning. And connecting with Jesus, we have our daily dose of vitamin G. You know, what a better way to start the day, my goodness.
Yes,
it just feels
definitely.
Good. It does. It feels amazing. I'm just blessed that, you know, we had this opportunity.
Yes, I am too. Okay, and most of the stuff that I was giving people that I was guided to read to them for them to say to start recognizing in their life actually came from a book by Wayne Dyer. And for some reason I started reading the book Excuses Be Gone last week, and it's an amazing book. I encourage everybody to read it, but it's about letting go of the things that you are creating to hold yourself back, because excuses are something that we create. It's not something that the world decides we have to have. It's something that our minds decide based on what it is we've learned in life. So as you're letting go of the beliefs that don't work for you, let go of the excuses.
Well, that's definitely so good, like a Barbara.
Yeah. It's an interesting experience.
It is.
Okay. All right, then.
It sounds
that is
amazing. And I'm getting, Barbara, as you were reading that book, The Angels Are Asking, did you start to write down things as you were reading it? Because I'm getting, like, thoughts were coming to mind, you know, and did you have, like, a pen and paper next to you and just write down, you know, some thoughts that you were having that were related to what you were reading?
I have 18 pages of written down stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh.
There was lots of stuff that was
I've heard of it, and the angels are asking everyone, take time today and just ask yourself, what beliefs do you have that are no longer serving your highest good? So that's just a little something from the angels. They want each of you to sit and ask yourself, you know, what beliefs do I have that are no longer serving my highest good?
Yeah. That is a really good question to ask.
Yes. And that's what I have for today. It was a spectacular time that we spent together.
As always, yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And I was really depressed and down and out because I really wanted to connect Friday, Barbara. I was all ready and set, and I thought it was just me, but I guess it was Blog Talk that was acting up.
Yes, it was Blog Talk. And I
was,
on there, and I was like, okay, this is going to work. And it was like, it would take the information for me to start the show and then come back with a message saying, we're having problems right now. Call us back, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I was just like, oh, I can't wait to connect with everybody, our Friday people. But it wasn't meant to be, and you used the time wisely as you, you know, messaged me.
Yes, I did. I was working on some stuff from that book. So, yeah.
Yes. So that's awesome. Well, I thank you, and I hope you and everyone else has a wonderful Halloween, Barbara.
Well, I need to find a costume for a meeting for tonight, but I have no idea what it'll be. So tell Ginger I'm working on it.
Well, she's singing that song again. Here she comes to save the day. Barbara Grace is on her way. You are a superhero. And you have to wear like a big B on your shirt there. And, you know, you could use a tablecloth if you need or a bed sheet, make your cape. But you are a superhero, and you've got to resonate that superpower that you've had for so long.
Well, maybe that's what I'll go dressed as.
You've got
now
to.
She's
inspired me. Yes, you are our superhero. And Ginger's going to be there with you. And she said she can't wait, Barbara.
me too. Okay. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will be back on Thursday. Have a great day and a happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.